This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Robert Dunn, R-O-B-E-R-T-D-U-N-N. Date of birth 12/11/1946. Date of appointment January 30th, 2023. Requesting physician Crystal Baker, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L-B-A-K-E-R. Dear Crystal Baker, I have the pleasure of seeing Robert Dunn today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 76-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man. Who one night woke up and went out for walking in the night dress. Neighbor found him and he was brought him back home. Other night he woke up screaming, wanted to get up to get to the school bus. He did not have any more episode like that. He has incontinence for a long time. He was seen by the urologist due to cancer of the prostate. Memory is not good. He forget easily. No walking problem. Had MRI of the brain done, which shows white matter changes. Past medical history. Hyperlipidemia, anemia, liver disease, GERD, history of rectal hemorrhage, hypertension, prostatic cancer, past surgical history, left knee surgery, prostatic biopsy. Allergy to penicillin medication, celecoxib, cholecalciferol, diazepam, pamotidine, phenofibrate, ferrous sulfate, finasteride, gemfibrozil, hydrocodone, Prilin, Vibigron, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, is a former smoker. He drinks three or more drinks per day. Married, live with his wife, family history, mother deceased with the skin cancer, arthritis, cancer of the kidney, father deceased, stomach cancer, Alzheimer disease. review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, musculoskeletal, and genitourinary system. I found out that he has incontinence, decreased libido, and history of confusion. Physical examination, blood pressure 150 over 90, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit. There is no jaundice, cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremities present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 28 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 5 over 5, deep tender reflex 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pain, prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait, no ataxia, but walking, limping on the right side, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan. 76-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, mild cognitive impairment. Number two, early Alzheimer's disease is also a possibility. Next paragraph, MRI of the brain done, which shows white matter changes. There is no sign of NPH. At this time, I would like to order the blood test, including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month. I discussed him with starting the medication, Aricept, 5 mg PO daily. He will think about this. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.